This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right, P-O-D-D-Y.
Hello, THM friends and family. Producer John here, and boy, we are running on a skeleton crew today.
Yeah.
We are minus Danny, and we are minus Serene. So it is myself.
Who needs those jokers?
Yeah, there you go.
There you go. We're gonna
start our own thing. But it's myself, Leslie Pops, and the one and only Pearl.
No, I think this is gonna be good because Leslie here always has these what we call rookie questions, right? But Leslie, you've been
They're
with us a while
questions.
Now, but you still keep coming up with them, my little Leslie love.
There's still some things that like shock and surprise me because I'm not really I'm wise to the plan.
Right.
I'm a lover of crossovers.
Yeah. And
I don't,
that's all
good. I've never had a diet mentality.
No.
I don't have an issue with the little extra weight that I have. My
honey
doesn't either. Like it's just
your honey likes the curves and keep them on,
would be
please.
Mad if it
oh
was
yeah.
Not.
So you've done it. You know our plan. You sort of work around your life around it, but you've never really sat down and read every word in our book, have you?
Not a chance.
Yeah. And so I think there's many people like you that are not actually readers. And so then
I get my information from Pinterest and Instagram. And if it's not got a pretty picture attached to it, and it might be like more than a sentence long, I'm like, nah.
Yes.
And I just want to ask you. I just want to ask you because you're my boss, but you're also my friend and I feel like I can get away with the odd
text.
Yeah, and
so you have had Serene and I to ask all your questions to and that's basically how you've absorbed the plan, you've learned the plan through that. But there's probably other people like you that can't call us up
they can't. But let me tell you, before this year, Serene and Pearl and I used to do a little bit of traveling, not a lot, because we were sort of semi-famous and wanting to go on all the talk shows and things. And the first trip we took was to Virginia. I don't know if you remember that 700 Club where I was a fish out of water. Obviously, that's when we discovered
that's a funny one.
It was.
Well, can I set the scene? Yes, because...
But do you remember? Okay.
Yeah. No, what do I remember?
No, go on, you do.
Oh, because, you all know and love Leslie, all of you listeners here, like we call her for summer because she's not like, Serene and I are raving Christians. John here is a believer in his own spiritual, very spiritual man, loves God, but and knows all about Christianity. But Leslie.
Heathen.
Oh,
absolute,
a heathen.
Absolute
dirty heathen.
It just
wasn't part of my... like where I grew up in England, like I was baptized, but for just the party of it all, for the sandwiches and the tea afterwards.
No, so you're not a Bible reading person.
Didn't.
So the first thing, one of the first things you had to do with us was take Serene and I to the 700 Club for a TV interview, and they're lovely people there. But remember, every single person is a very devout Christian that works there. Mm. The driver in the car.
Mm-hmm.
Everything.
The makeup artist. Do you remember what she asked me?
What did she ask you now? She's asking you all sorts of spiritual questions.
You guys are all doing makeup and hair, and I was reading over the contract that we were about to sign, or the release, or whatever.
Yes.
So I wasn't really paying attention. And she was from Scotland. We had motherland in common. And she said she was lovely.
Yeah.
She said, Serene said, what brought you here? She says, God's plan had a plan.
Yeah.
And then she turned to me and she said, what what door did God open for you? I says, it was it was for work. Not knowing that every
they didn't
thing
think you could be
it is a God's is one of God's doors. And I was like, I just got a job offer. So
you'd never had someone ask you such a question before. And then I remembered before the interview, we all stood around and held hands and prayed. And I could just look. I looked at your face and you were like really not wanting to freak out. But you'd never done that in your life.
So John was the only person. When John and I are neighbors and friends, he's a dear friend, his family, my family. So he hired me. He knew, anyway, he was the only one in the company that knew. And I wasn't going to advertise it because literally this is I am now made it this is now a 99.9% Christian company almost, right? So I was really afraid.
Were you?
I was really don't say anything. But I knew. But it turns out that things that I wasn't saying were actually more glaring than. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So on the way to the airport, it was all like small talk with me, you, and Serene. And on the way back, I remember Serene going, "When we were praying, Leslie, I was actually praying for you because I knew you were in this." And it was this elephant in the room, and I was like, "Oh my goodness, Serena Pearl, no!" And I was like, "I really didn't want you to know."
But we don't hire or fire because of someone's faith.
No, just
we've hired all our friends, family, neighbors, and stuff, and you know, we are all of the faith. But I met you before
I've already got hives. But anyway, that wasn't actually my story.
Yeah, what was your story?
700 Club, the first breakfast that Pearl and I had together.
Yes.
I put scrambled eggs on top of one piece of whole wheat toast because I just had no clue.
Did I get you for
And
it?
You said, "Straight away, dragon lady," she said. She's eaten. She's like, "So, Leslie, a month, 2 months I've been?"
Yeah,
this is our
maybe
this
month.
Is the first intimate travel situation with. "So can you tell me what meal type that is you eat in there, Leslie?" And Serene went, "Dragon lady."
Yeah.
For those of you that don't understand the term dragon lady, that is a little behind the scenes info for you here. That is Pearl's alter ego.
Yeah.
Now Pearl, I can count Pearl among probably my best friends.
Aww.
And I've seen her. I don't know that I've ever actually seen you mad.
Really?
Yeah, I don't think I've seen you mad, but when you get
we've seen
close,
her disappointed.
When you get close to being mad, that's when your alter ego dragon lady comes out. And,
I'm feisty for our customer base, so that's why I fight for them. Like
never
a dragon,
seen anybody fight more passionately for.
She has a side eye,
low prices and mama rights.
Right, eyes dot to the left, and she has a jig.
And when she
doesn't like the answer,
do I jig?
There's a jig.
Oh.
And you do it before performances too.
Oh,
you jig and your eyes dart to the left. And that's when you're like, "Change your answer, change the answer, figure it out."
That's so funny. So, oh my goodness.
Anyway, but we're off topic.
And did you say crossover?
I said,
did you guess
I assumed
it?
And you said, actually, it's a deep S or an S helper. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like,
that's so funny. No, because I said, hires that count, like obviously we hire a lot of people there in our factories and stuff, and they don't need to know the plan. But I was always like, "Well, John, do you think she can learn the plan?" And John was like, "Yeah, she can learn the plan, you know." And so I was testing
here
you.
I am still.
You're still here. but now I don't really care if you know the plan
or
not.
I've got other skills. Like organizational.
But bring
ones.
Us all bring yeah. us all your rookie questions, Leslie, because other people are going to be wanting, we're like, "Yes, I want to know that."
Right.
And for you vets out there, you can just have fun with me.
Well, here's the thing. I have been here for going on 4 years now. So some of this is a collection.
Yeah.
But these are ones that stood out that I still can't wrap my head around. I know the answer though. Like if I was in a THM pop quiz, some of these that I'm about to ask, I would know the answer, but I do they stand out in my journey of learning.
All right. Bring it. You know, you're only going to get mine answer, but you know.
So
my answers are always more succinct than Serene's anyway.
I'm going to start off with like simple that I actually do know the answer, but it's kind of test the waters. So milk.
Yes.
Is a liquid.
Yeah.
I guess, okay, so I know that like if it's a smoothie, like an ice cream shake, I get that. But like to me, liquids, drinks was one of the major ones, like the orange juice being full of sugar. I mean, obviously not Coke and stuff, but like fruit juice and milk and, you know, things like that. I was like, how is milk a carbohydrate? That doesn't make any, it's a liquid. I still actually am having a hard time. I mean, I get that it's fat, but I was like, it's fat and water, surely.
Right.
So that was to me, like when I first was doing like a rider for you guys, which is barely a rider, you know, it's so simple. But I said, scrambled eggs made with whole milk.
Oh, is
because
that what
I was
you wrote
like,
for
I
us?
Thought it was all about like
whole foods.
Whole, you know, and just like, we don't want the semi-skimmed stuff. We want the whole, again, like this was day one time.
Yes.
And you were like, no, we'd, you know,
just eggs.
I can't remember what it was.
That's so funny.
What makes milk a carb?
Well, see, milk is made up of sugars, natural milk sugars. And so it's a carb because it has these sugars in it from milk. I mean, it's lactose. And so O-S-E is a form of sugar. So milk, I mean, it's a natural food, yes. It can be fattening for people because it's liquid. Actually, anytime you drink a liquid that has carbs, it is more fattening for your body than a food that has carbs just because it reaches your blood sugar much faster and quicker and it rises. So, yeah, milk, it can be part of the plan, though.
I wasn't saying it was off plan. I knew
but for
it
all those listening now, and if you're a rookie like Leslie and you're coming to the plan, I mean, you know, our children grew up on whole milk. We had a raw milk source, and I mean, sometimes, you know, they'll just drink regular milk because they didn't have any weight problems. They were wiry and stuff. But if you have a weight problem, whole milk can be very problematic because it puts weight on you very fast. Now, a little bit of milk and tea or something. It's
a lot
a problem.
Of people, I think, are comforted by a glass of milk. Like, that's a very...
It is, and it can be like...
That's like a whole nother thing. If you're having a meal and a glass of milk...
That's true.
Right.
But so that's why we say, like, for those that do need to lose weight, almond milk, we say unsweetened almond milk and all these milk alternatives because they don't have the carbs. Mm-hmm. Now, if you're... And some people will say, well, if I can't have a glass of milk with my meal, you know, the plan, I'm not going to do that plan. Mm-hmm. But I think that... You can, because you can just make this your own. If you want to have a glass of milk once a week with a meal just because you want to feel comforted, see how you do. You know, everyone needs to make it their own. But then there's skim milk. You take the fat out of it.
It's just a carb.
It's just a carb. It's not a crossover. It would be more like an E.
Points for me.
Points for you, Liz.
But no, here's the thing. I think, you know, honestly, when we did the curriculum, like shout out to Trim Healthy You.
Yeah.
Because I was obviously a big part of putting that together with like the graphics and whatnot. And so I didn't read it, but I caught a lot of like the paragraphs because they're attached to an image. And I was like, no way, you know, I think that you guys did a really good job like creating visuals and like I need a visual. And I think even just now that you've told me, I just had a whole new wave of like, that was such a dumb question because I visualize sugar. I don't visualize sugar as carb still. You know what I mean? Like a carb to me, I know. I can see your face.
You're thinking of it as a starch.
Yes. Like I can see the carbohydrates are fruits and vegetables.
But carbs come in very different forms. Like carbs are just, you know, I mean, you could have a carb in the form of white sugar.
Watermelon.
Yeah, you could. Yeah,
that was my crazy one.
But you could have a carb in the form of a starch. You could have a carb in the form of a fruit, which is a different sugar. There's many different sugars. There's milk sugars. There's dairy sugars, right, John?
Yeah, but they're all sugars.
They're all sugars in your body.
I think that's a fundamental thing that I think even still a lot of otherwise well-informed people who are knowledgeable about health and wellness and food, I still think that there's this disconnect between carbs and sugars. I don't think people put them, I don't think enough people put them in the same category.
Right. Like, and we say, well, we're a sugar-free plan, but that's just white sugar-free. We do have sugars and sugars are natural for the body. We need sugars. It's just that we lump white sugar. We think that's the only sugar, but a carb is a sugar. Yeah, it's processed. Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
This is The Party with Serene and Pearl. Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y.
I think I probably have a whole department of questions that will continue to puzzle me. Like honey,
Is it? Yeah, it's a carb because it's a.
It's in my head. It's a sweetener.
But it's yes, it's a sweetener. It's got glucose and fructose.
I'm still not connecting the carb and the sugar. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. It's like it's really difficult for me
to
visualize.
If you look at carb as the overall box at the top, yeah. and then if you picture just some rays, yeah. pretend it's the sun, and the sun's rays are going down and warming different places. Nice. Right, each ray is a different yeah. sort of sugar.
Carbs are the home office, and the sugars are all the departments.
I think carbs
underneath.
Like all of my like I guess if you're not really paying attention, or if you are paying attention, it's just like carbs. You just think potatoes, you know?
Yeah, now the starchy carbs, you see,
right?
There's starches, and then there's different sugars, and they're all under the carbs thing. But here's the difference between Trim Healthy Mama and so many of the other plans. We actually embrace these things, embrace the unrefined forms of these
potatoes.
Yeah,
should we talk about potatoes? I have so many questions.
Yeah,
about potatoes.
Bring it. Since we're talking about
okay,
carbs,
this was the hot. Like honestly,
potatoes.
Like when I first started, if I did dabble, dip my toe, okay, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this for Pearl. Yeah. I'm going to learn it. I'm going to do it. And, you know, sometimes, yeah. you know, as a woman, like, even though I'm, you know, you sometimes think, oh, you know, the mirror, right. the camera, whatever. And I said, let's just do this. The potato was the hardest thing for me.
Yeah.
I am a British, like, right. to the bone. Like, I mean, literally every meal, I could have a potato in every meal. I could give up bread, I could give up Coke, I could give up all these things, and the white potato wasn't an option in my head. Yes. I was like, okay, well, I'm going to be on plan, but I'm going to eat white potatoes,
yeah.
which wasn't. But then, like, this year, I mean, obviously, what you're calling golden potatoes, I'm assuming, I mean, there's russet potatoes, there's Yukon
russet
gold.
Are very white.
Right. So obviously the sweet potatoes, the purple potatoes, the red potatoes.
They've always
all
been
those
on
things.
the plan. Okay.
So what makes them, they're all, most of them are white inside. It's their skin that gives them the color.
Okay. No, not necessarily. Okay. So let's talk potatoes. I'm glad you brought it up because we've talked to, Serena and I have got more freedom in our potato yeah. eating since the plan. When we first started the plan, we were very hesitant to have white potatoes at all. Even in emails, we said save them for the rare crossover just because they are so starchy.
And when you say white potato, do you just mean exclusively
that
russet?
I mean like a
russet
Idaho type, yes, okay. just that type of thing. We said eat your sweet potatoes and your purple potatoes, and because they're less high glycemic, they're lower on the glycemic level. Glycemic means how fast something impacts your blood sugar. So then as we just got into the plan and just lost all our uptightness about some things, we realized, no, we want to embrace all the foods that God made. And if they're in their natural form, let's look at them again. Maybe they're actually jolly well good for us. So then we did discover that potatoes actually can be a part of Trim Healthy Mum. And we sort of realized even white ones became – white are the fastest to hit your blood sugar, and some people will never be able to do them. Mm-hmm. If you're like a type 2 diabetic, it might not be the best for you ever to do a white potato, and maybe just in small doses because it might jack your sugars up, right? Mm-hmm. But for the rest of us, I do fine. I eat yellow golden potatoes. The difference is their flesh inside. Mm-hmm. The golden ones are a little more creamy. Have you realized that?
Well, and the Yukon have like almost a waxier
yes.
skin.
Well, that's less starch. You know that white stuff in the Idaho, it's very right. almost dry and starchy, which is yeah. sort of yummy with lots yeah. of butter, right? But it can be dry, but it's so just starchy. Yeah. Whereas the other ones, they've got more to them, like purple, red, and like you say, the waxiness. Mm-hmm. They've still got carbs, but we love carbs, but they're more, a little more gentle. So potatoes, we've discovered, are actually really good for your adrenal glands.
What about the red-skinned potatoes?
No, they're good.
Okay, so let me tell my fellow rookie potato lovers out there what I've discovered. So I live with my dad lives with
yeah.
me. He has type 2 diabetes. He doesn't eat any of my food. He says it's too starchy.
Ah.
It's mostly because there's always a potato in it.
Yeah.
So he's been good, right?
Right.
So he does the grocery shopping. He's
yes.
retired. So I put potatoes on there. I am a creature of habit and I love a baked potato.
Yeah.
I fill it often with very British things like tuna salad.
Yes.
Baked beans and cheese.
Right.
You know, like I mean, anyway, he bought back red potato, like good size
yes.
with red skin. And I was like, oh, I can't bake that potato. And he was like, why not? And I was like, Yeah, I guess. It was delicious.
Really?
And, you know, I can share my recipe online later or whatever.
Yeah,
you know,
and it's probably a good old, it, probably a good old Leslie crossover.
The way that I do. Yeah, I'm not pretending to be.
Not pretending to be an S or an E woman here.
But I'm just saying, like, that's that was food freedom for me.
Yes.
I didn't feel like a total, like, naughty.
And it would have been easier on your dad's and your blood sugar.
The other thing I did was with white sweet potatoes.
Yes.
I made oven French fries.
Oh, yeah. They're so good.
They were delicious.
Oh, yeah.
Amazing. So the next question is, obviously, with Trim Healthy Future and Rashida's, you know, and the whole air fryer thing.
Mm.
Okay. Say you didn't use, like, canola oil or, like, you know, the really gross, like, whatever makes the oils
soybean
gross.
Oil, yeah.
Like, say that you, like, fried potatoes in a good oil. Not, I'm, you know, maybe it was a shallow fry. Maybe you just, like, crisping
them
for
breakfast.
Yeah, like a
coconut oil.
Well,
like a no coconut taste coconut
what
oil.
Makes the I get the air fryer. I get that because you're not, like, saturating them.
Yeah.
But
air fryer can make E potatoes. Potatoes are carbs, so they're going to be E. They're starting off E. Put them in the air fryer with just a little bit of spritz of oil. They stay E because you don't have enough fat to make that crossover.
In my crossover world.
Yes.
With my good potatoes.
Yes.
And a good oil.
Right.
With maybe a little, making them a crispy fry.
Yeah.
Breakfast potato.
Yeah. It's good. It's just a crossover if you're using a good oil.
But then if you load it up with butter and sour cream and all.
Right.
Well, then it's just a stronger crossover.
Yeah. But, I mean, you're adding fat.
Yes. Obviously. Yes. But to get to a crossover stage, you have to add a significant amount of fat. And then you're just making it a heavy crossover when you put cheese and sour cream and stuff. There's crossover and then there's heavy crossover.
Honestly, my most favorite baked potato filling is a tuna mayonnaise, like a really good and I'll do it with the sweet potato too. Yeah. The tuna in the sweet is a very English thing. And people over here are like, what? Like my
right.
honey.
No, I love tuna and potatoes, but I so do it E style because I love, like, the more that I've learned to love potatoes so much that I can just bake a potato and then leave it for a while. You know, if you cook them and put them in the fridge, they lose 10% of their starch.
Oh.
Yep. And then
so
you reheat them.
The next day.
You reheat them. They're actually less starchy, easier on your blood sugar. And they're so good on the digestive system. John here, he's had a lot of trouble with digestion, but he's slowly trying to start adding things. Potatoes are very, very gentle on your digestive system. They're actually a good nutritive food in that they soothe the body. Mm. They soothe the adrenals. They soothe all that. But, you know, I could just pull one out of the fridge, put a tiny bit of salt and pepper on it and just eat it.
So good.
I don't even need a bunch of stuff these days.
Me and John are actually now – I'm a little more advanced.
Yeah.
He's going to argue about this with me.
Yeah.
But we're now potato farmers. Let me tell you how easy it is. And hashtag 2020 and the year. And everyone wants to, like, that whole, like, grow your own food kind of thing was definitely been gearing up, but 2020 just went nuts. Well, not for me. I mean, I'm doing it for different reasons because I have a little mini farm. The sprouting potatoes, you know, like if you've got an old one, don't throw it away.
Pantry,
oh my goodness. If you send it to me if you need to. Do not throw those things away because they're so easy to plant. John's exploring it now. He's picked out a patch of land and he's got some sprouting potatoes. But I had a whole science project going on and it'd be so fun for the kids.
Okay, so what do you do? I'm actually interested because I can't grow anything, but I love potatoes so much I could do this.
Tell the story of you getting your potatoes from your homeland.
What if the feds come for me? I smuggled some Irish potatoes last time. Tim might have to cut this out.
Feds aren't coming for you. What do you do? Are Irish potatoes actually better?
Yeah.
Yes.
I just wanted I wanted the prestige of having Irish potatoes, you know?
So you are now growing your own crop of smuggled Irish potatoes. So it's all like when you go to her land and buy her potatoes.
Be quiet, Pearl. Don't. So, yeah.
For Leslie's address and phone number.
Here's the thing, actually.
Email John at Welby Street Press.
Yeah, John's just going to keep lingering that over me. Actually, there's probably a reason for it. They didn't do great.
They're not used to Tennessee.
I mean, that's probably there's a reason why certain things don't do well, and so I broke the law for.
Hold on, if I'm peeling my potato and I peel off.
No, okay, so you've got a bag of potatoes, or you've got one or two potatoes probably in your house. You've not got a bag. But there's always going to be one that has a little green sprout on it. This is for all potatoes.
It has to sprout. It has to have something poking out, right?
You've seen it. Yeah. Those little eyes. And you normally would just use your thumbnail to pick them off.
No. Because when I have a sprout, it's because I left the potato too long.
That's all that needs to happen.
The potato itself, like the actual meat of the potato,
that is
its moisture.
Bulb, basically.
Exactly.
But if I buy a bag from Walmart, they're not sprouted already.
Here's the thing. No. Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
So if you can find organic potatoes, that's going to be better because those non-organic ones will literally last forever sprouting.
Oh.
The organic ones, so I would go to like a farmer's market or, you know, your local place, and I would get one of each potato in an organic thing. I had a whole science project. So this is what you do. There's actually a couple of ways. So put them under your counter. This is opposite of the tomatoes and mushroom thing where you go in the sunlight. Put them in a brown bag under the counter and just walk away. It doesn't matter how big and gnarly the sprout gets. The bigger, the better. Then.
How long do you leave?
I mean, do it now. What is it going to, this is going to be in the next few weeks.
I got a potato guy.
Couple of weeks?
This is my lecture.
Okay.
A good time. Okay, a good amount of time.
Yeah. Okay.
Mine are down until April.
Right.
What?
So like a month, 2 months, 3 months. Okay. But then they're going to have sprouted enough and you don't have to do this. You can put them straight in soil, but I find to put them in some, like a mason jar with two toothpicks that sort of hold it so that the bottom that doesn't have any sprouts go in. I'll have to do like a little picture, won't I? Anyway, the bottom, so picture a big potato, half of it submerged in water, held up with toothpicks. Then those sprouts will then become like actual little plants.
Okay.
Let them go. And then you twist, after another 3 or 4 weeks of that, you twist them off and you put them in the soil.
How many will that give me? Just one potato?
No! Bucket loads!
What?
Yeah, because that plant... The potato itself is actually happening under the ground.
Yeah,
it's more of like think of the potato as like a root, like a bulb.
And
when you've got a I learned this recently from my potato guy that the reason why the store bought potatoes don't sprout one, they're probably genetically modified to not do that, but I learned this little trick. If you wash the dirt off of a potato, it won't sprout as quickly. So the ones in the store are heavily rinsed.
Yeah. I skipped a mini step, actually. Once you twist that sprout off, that has to go back in the water and create little roots, little tiny roots, and then it goes in the soil.
We probably should look it up, shouldn't
we? I'll do a little photo because I had a whole kitchen table full of them last year. It was crazy. And then now I've got buckets. So you just put it in the, most people can grow potatoes in a trash can.
Really?
They will use every inch of space underground, and the sweet potatoes they'll be like a mother and daughter, like they'll grow into each other and they'll just keep getting bigger, and they'll be joined, and then you just pull them out the earth. Anyway, so I'm a fan of potatoes.
I'm a fan too, Leslie.
And
I'm
it was so fascinating and so easy, and I recommend it to anyone to have this little like experiment. Now is the time. Get some organic potatoes. The dirtier, the better. Put them in a brown bag under the counter and just keep peeking at them like every couple of weeks, and those little green things will eventually yield a whole science experiment and buckets of potatoes. And all the way... Put them in the spring and then it'll go all the way to fall.
Really? That's amazing.
And they
make
the most beautiful vines too, the sweet potato vines and their flowers, and they will like crawl and be a climbing vine.
No way.
Yeah, anyway, Dawn and I had a sweet potato growing. It started out as a joke in our kitchen. One had fallen behind the little bowl. This was about a year ago. And we didn't realize it was back there, and it started sprouting up. And so we joked it became like our kitchen pet. And when it got so big, we took it out on the back patio and put it in a big 50-gallon bucket. And it was, it took over the back porch almost.
Yeah. I mean, so like, you grew some in your kitchen too. You can grow potatoes inside.
Well, I mean, they start when a potato starts to sprout, it's just trying to stay alive. It's just a plant trying to stay alive, and it's got the bulk of the potato is its moisture and its nutrients. It'll you know, like I said earlier, I put some sprouting ones down. You got to, I was told, put them down in a cellar where there's not a lot of light, not a lot of sunlight, and just cover them up and forget about them until about April 1st. And then you put them in the ground. But I mean, these, I've been told that a potato, if you just let a potato sprout and go, it'll live up to like 6 months without even being in the ground. Just off of the flesh and the moisture and the nutrients that it has.
Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene.
This is The Party with Serene and Pearl. Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y. Can I just say what I love to do with potatoes too? I'd like bake some up each week. Either it's like 1 week I'll just do like golden potato bake up, the other week be orange potatoes. Put them in the fridge, and then I put them in a nonstick pan with a little Creole seasoning, like chop one up, and with a third cup of beans, right? Then I lay just a bed of salad, put the heated beans and potatoes on, and then my plant strong dressing, which I've talked about here, which is like a nut dressing. It's E. But it's so yummy.
Hey, can I throw something out here too, since we're talking about growing vegetables in the kitchen. Just sidebar, it's got nothing to do with potatoes or anything, but if you want an absolutely gorgeous, beautiful plant, the next time you have a pineapple, don't throw the top away. Cut it off and put it in some soil. Man, I'm telling you,
John's is like 4 foot high, like a palm tree with no. It's crazy.
Yeah, really? It's,
and they're beautiful. And at about the fifth year, they'll start a little tree stalk in the middle, and you'll start getting a little pineapple.
Pineapple, really?
Yeah, mine's about to turn 5. So.
And you also have you got a baobab tree.
I've got, that's where he was going.
Yeah, I've got two baobab trees.
Yeah, you're probably the only person in Tennessee with the African baobab tree. Didn't you get it from one of Serene's?
Did you get arrested for that too? Can we hold
baobab seeds?
No. What it was when we first this is way back when you first said, here's some more behind the scenes. We have an individual. His name is Stacy McGuire. He's been with us
from the very, very beginning.
And Stacy is just an amazing man who's got import export connections all over the world. And so whenever Serene or Pearl want to start sourcing something, they get Stacy on it, and Stacy just goes and finds the best source. And so when he was looking around for baobab sources, courting some of these companies, and I believe the one that we were dealing with was Pakistan? I think it was Pakistan.
I don't know, because they don't grow baobab.
But I think the company itself was out of Pakistan. And a lot of foreign companies that we've dealt with, they are very, they like to give gifts.
Yeah.
And so this company, we were courting this company, and they had sent over a gift box. It had a bunch of stuff in it, but it had these, what looked like pieces of ginger.
Oh, yeah.
There were these, and what they were little tiny baobab bulbs. And there were 4 of them, and I took 2, and Stacy took 2, and I don't know. I think he still has his. I don't know if he got them to grow or not. But I took it really seriously. I was like, I'm going to get these things to grow.
We need pictures
because they shouldn't even be alive in Tennessee, and they're about to turn 5 years old well, and they're cool. Over 6 feet tall now.
It's amazing.
Yeah. That's really cool. All right,
next question.
Yes. So I have 3 topics that are inspired by trips to the grocery store with my honey.
Okay.
My honey, Steve, bless his cotton socks. He has had such blinders on his entire life about food and, you know, diet. So recently he had some symptoms actually on his feet, on his skin, like zings and like markings that we Googled, and it was little like diabetic sort of like images. But he's also not someone that's going to go march himself to the doctor, which I don't blame him because, you know, hashtag whatever. So he was like, I'm fixing this. he used to be such a candy fiend.
Yes.
So, like a whole box of like Mike and Ike's or Sweet Tarts at night, like in bed, whole box. He also drinks beer. He likes beer. That's a non-negotiable right now, but he has cut absolutely every single thing that he knows that I know is sugar. So here's my question. When we're in the grocery store, we're in the bread aisle.
Yes.
That's also, he lives on, like he's a sandwich guy. He's in construction. He has to just make a quick sandwich. So he wants to do better bread. And I was like, babe, I mean, honestly, I know it's sourdough, but I don't know why. And all of these breads are calling themselves sourdough in the aisle. And then he would like, he's like a child also. He'd like to go look at the back and go, well, there's 17 grams of sugar in this sourdough, you know, whatever. I'm probably making that up. And I was like, yeah, I don't know. You know, like I never can answer the bread question.
What your question is, you've told him sourdough's better.
But then we're in the supermarket and these brands. Yeah.
Most sourdough you're going to have in a supermarket is probably, unless you're going to an artisan place, is probably not true sourdough. Yeah.
No.
And it's with white flour anyway, so it's not helping you that much.
Why can
they call
themselves sourdough?
Well, some of it, well, because there's a tiny little bit of sourdough starter in there, and they also use yeast. But the true sourdough, the reason why we say on True Healthy Mama, if you want to get bread, get sprouted or get a true sourdough, is because the sourdough eats.
I'll make your own.
Yeah, which you would make either of those. The sourdough eats a lot of the starch and carbs, so it sours it. So it's like the culturing when you take milk and you culture it, you sour it, you're reducing some of the carbs and it becomes more digestible and healthy. It's still a carb for him though. You know what I'm saying, but it's a reduced carb.
Right.
The ones in the stores aren't usually going to do so much better for him if it says sourdough. He's probably better off with a sprouted bread from a store.
Yeah. I mean, it's something that's a really big one because we need.
Well, I'm telling you, you know, soon in a couple of months, my no carb easy bread is coming out and it really is a good sandwich bread. And all you do is you're going to mix it with liquid and put it in the oven and it's going to come out. Okay. And that's going to save your life because you're not going to go be making a bunch of the recipes for him. And it's very good sandwich. It tastes normal, neutral and everything.
So
that doesn't help you right
now. Next aisle over is cereal, which he hasn't touched for like months, which is amazing. And I can't wax eloquently on why, because I think cereal is the most naughty advertiser, right? Mm-hmm. And there's all these like lowers your cholesterol and added vitamins. I mean, he would be such a teenager to me and go, look at all this vitamin C, vitamin B, vitamin. I was like, I don't even know, you know, because obviously I work, you know, Wellbe, we create all of the packaging for THM, and so we're always staying up to date with the FDA and like what you have to say and what you have to include. I'm like, how are they?
Well, they do put them in the synthetic vitamins.
Yeah, they're not being absorbed.
And they're not absorbed.
The body's not doing anything but sweating.
But they're definitely in there. There's the synthetic, and your body doesn't like them.
So okay, good. I'm gonna synthetic. Body doesn't absorb them. Doesn't like them.
And in general, breakfast cereal is really just another form of sugar. To the point where you ever look at breakfast cereals, it cracks me up. They'll even take and make breakfast cereals shaped and colored like things you shouldn't eat for breakfast, like donuts and cookies and you know, and all these.
So, but it's so fun. But like a guy like Steve, your guy who grew up no really sense in nutrition. He cereal to him is like, well, you always put it in.
Yeah.
I mean, that's all he's done. So now he's trying to do better with it. Mm-hmm. But what are ones
guess
he
what
can
he has
eat?
For breakfast what? Now? What two does boiled eggs and a scoop of cottage cheese.
Well,
he loves
well,
these
he's
things,
doing so good.
But he loved those before.
Yes.
That wasn't a switch.
But he's found something that he can
but that's,
eat.
So every week I boil, like on a Saturday or a Sunday, I boil like the whole thing, the 12 eggs. For him.
Yes.
Put him in his thing and then he just covers it in salt and pepper and he'll just sit and eat a vat of cottage cheese.
Wow, so he's actually having an S breakfast.
Yeah.
He doesn't know that. You don't need to tell him. He might think that's
weird.
Hang
on, pause because I've got one more thing that is also a topic of conversation in the grocery store. sodium content. He's always like, yeah, but babe, this is so high. In so-, and again, I can't really answer the question. I'm like, yeah, why is this stuff got so much like sodium in it?
Well, a lot of like things at the store, right?
Why is it bad?
Why is sodium bad? Well, sodium's actually good. I mean, the body needs it, but we get an excess with refined sodium.
Yeah, I was going to say processed, yeah, like sodium, aka table salt.
Pretty
yeah
much everything on the grocery store shelves uses table salt, which is refined salt. All stripped of the minerals of all have been right taken out. And why do you need the minerals? Because it balances what they take out potassium. Potassium balances sodium. They take out all the good minerals your body needs. I mean, study after study has shown if you remove too much sodium, people go on low salt diets, your mortality rises. You can die earlier. You need salt, but you need the good kind. And the good kind is not the refined stuff.
So obviously we have our own mineral salt. See, yeah, she's not going to plug it because Pearl's the worst salesperson for THM.
Oh, well.
No, but I mean, we have mineral salt, like the pink salt,
yeah,
the sea salt, yeah, the gray salt, the Celtic salt. I mean, obviously there's a price tag on those. And so I think that, you know, your general public, but I think once you've tried,
yeah,
I think you can't go back.
And all of us are going to get some refined salt just because the products we buy at the store. Well, apart from John, he doesn't buy anything at a store pretty much close to it. But, you know, anything you buy that's not just straight produce, even some frozen chicken and stuff, they've put like a salt solution in there. Yeah,
well, store-bought chicken is pumped full of salt, saline water.
So you're going to get some. So that's why especially canned stuff has a lot of, you know, the refined sodium in it. I don't worry too much. I'm not a sodium counter myself, but if I'm going to salt my own food and make my own recipes, I'm going to make sure it's mineral salt because of the potassium.
We just came from an exec and we just launched cookies and one of our cookies has, it says like, what is it?
360 sodium.
Of sodium. So not like,
yeah, we got someone writing in and saying, why does it have so much sodium? But
it's mineral.
And she's on a low sodium diet. Yeah. Mm. But it works differently in your body.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, some people might be really susceptible to sodium and all, and, you know, you've got a condition that maybe you have to stay away from all salt, and that's fine. I mean, we understand that. But for the majority of us, switching to a well-rounded, full of minerals sodium is just basic for humanity. We need that, and we thrive on it. Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene.
This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y.
I have two more questions that are like scheduled.
Yeah, go, mate. We're
on
41 minutes, but you got time to we'll try and do it quick. So you got your roll.
We were going to be like hard to get 15
you were
minutes.
So nervous.
I was so nervous. Well, because Pearl had said homework, like Serene and Danny can't come. So this is the week, Leslie. Rookie questions, and I want to see them before and blah, 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 in the most loving,
great,
amazing
mate.
Pearl way.
I didn't even see them before, did I?
No, not really. Just like in passing. Okay, so I think a very normal part of normal life is alcohol.
Right.
So I asked your permission to ask this question because, you know, we've kids listening and a lot of our followers maybe don't drink at all.
Yeah. Some don't, but I think the majority of them have a glass, enjoy a glass now and then.
So where do you start here with this question? Now,
I can help Steve with his beer.
Well, this is the thing. I think people are either like beer. I mean, normal, average Joe and Jane's are either beer or wine.
Yes.
I think that's your sort of like staple.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't think a lot of people jump straight to liquor.
No.
You know, I know that like vodka and gin and tequila.
Well, some people
actually
like cocktails, though. They do like the cocktails.
Right.
But I can help them with that, too.
Yeah. So the other thing is there is no indication on these. I don't understand it, again, because I work with the packaging and the FDA and the ingredients. Nowhere on a can of beer does it tell you how much sugar, what's in it. So like, I feel like if I had that to show myself
or to Steve. Do they not list the carbs on a can of beer? Well, what about like Michelob Ultralight, 1.8 carbs?
Well,
does Steve like ultralight beer or some beer
purists? Does Michelob count as beer?
Yeah, well, see, this some beer thing. Purists don't like that.
No, we like it.
But if you like a proper beer, they're actually more usually higher in carbs because they're the
But it would be nice to know exactly how. Like if we wanted to go like to a brewery and have like a Sunday afternoon type
have your English experience, pint,
you know,
right.
And then, you know, anyway, there's just no, I think sometimes like you can look on a Gatorade and say there's 45 grams of sugar in this drink. Like this is crazy because all your life you thought this was a health drink, like a replenishment sports attached to that, but there's nothing on alcohol that gives you a clue. So it's so hard to like have that scare tactic, not scare, but like
to help
that
him.
Knowledge where you're like, okay, if I drink 4, 5, 6 of these beers, this is so much sugar.
It is. And let me tell you.
Which you might as well just sit and eat a session of candy.
You might as well have 4 ice creams.
Yeah.
Beer is actually, you know, Steve, he's doing so good in baby steps, right?
Baby steps.
You can't, you know, change overnight. But beer, it's good for him to understand, even though it's not on the packaging, that beer hits your blood sugar basically faster than anything, even faster than milk. It's one of the most that's why they say beer is fattening. Because it is a very sugary, yeasty, starchy drink. More so than wine. Mm-hmm. Wine is
It's fermented,
much more fermented. And our beer is fermented, but it still retains so many more sugars. Some wines do. Sweet wines retain their sugars, but not dry wines. Mm. So, you know, you've got half your wines that are actually low in carbs, and that's why they say wine for slimming, you know, if you so beer, unless you're getting a light beer or a low-carb beer, and some people are just like beer purists, like, I'd rather not.
Mm-hmm, right. That's what I would say.
You know, then it is good to know that when you're drinking a pint of beer, it's very sugary. Mm-hmm. And, you know, some people, beer purists say, well, maybe I'm not going to do low-carb beer. I'll just do it once a week or once a month, and that will be my thing because
so, like,
I'm not going
to
compromise.
So, like, beer and wine went head-to-head, like, I know what your answer is, but do we know, like, what the,
we absolutely do know.
I know we know, but, you know, I would just love for, like,
I wish that the packaging was honest to be responsible.
Yeah. Beers definitely got way more sugar than most wines.
Yeah. I think just psychologically it would help people.
I think it would, you're right.
Strangely enough, I actually looked into that years ago. Why? That's not listed because I was curious about a few things as well. I was, and from what I could tell, but this is contradictory because it doesn't apply to kombucha, but from what I learned, the fact that beer and wine and most liquors involve a fermentation process, you can't calculate it. Well, you can't calculate. You might be able, because I mean, you can't make beer, wine, or most liquors without sugar.
Right.
But if you're putting in, hypothetically, if you're putting in 16 ounces of sugar into a batch of beer, by the time that beer is ready to be consumed, that sugar has transformed into, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I'm glad you said, because two trails now, but kombucha was one of my original, like, these girls have not looked at the kombucha label because there's like 16 grams of sugar.
Yeah, there's lots of sugar.
But they have to say that. But then Serene, like, opened. I mean, this was my moment.
But we don't drink,
like,
the ones with 16.
No, but there are kombucha is, for your average Joe and Jane, considered a very healthy drink. But some of them can be outrageously full of sugar. Now, I will give a shout out. You know, I know we're off the Topo Chico wagon. Well, we're not, but someone is.
No, it's just that they found toxins in Topo Chico, mycotoxins, but I think they're working on to clear it up.
And Danny was the first to say it. He was like, I wasn't addicted to Coke. I was addicted to carbonation.
Yeah.
And Steve and I have both found humongous, like the La Croix and the Topo Chicos to take that. You know, I mean, he's, you know, when in the summer when he work, you know, he's working in the construction, he's out in the hot, hot sun. I mean, you know, there's just that refreshing thing that beer, cold beer in the summer would do that. And so we've substituted a lot of those moments yes. with the sparkling waters, you yeah. know.
And for a cocktail, a lot of people get tripped up on cocktails too because they're man. So sugary, like 34 grams of carbs.
Margarita mix, like one of my oh, my, yes. old, my older colleagues would, I mean, he would go through a bottle of margarita. You know, he wouldn't yes. do too much tequila, but he was doing so much.
And tequila is actually, I've said this before, I mean, it is one of the lower carb, well, actually all, what do they call them? You know, the strong, strong drinks.
Liquors.
Liquors, yeah. pretty much all of them are low carb, zero carbs.
The white ones.
Some of them are higher in calories and stuff, but tequila is low. It's like 64 calories for a shot.
Yeah, and tequila is actually very probiotic
Tequila is actually mm-hmm. a healthy, you know, drink in moderation, but if you mix that with sparkling water and some lime, mm-hmm. it's so refreshing and delicious. You can put a little stevia in there to sweeten it, and it is just like the lowest calorie and yeah. healthiest cocktail you could drink.
And vodka and gin as well, right? Because they're the clear liquid.
They're not as low in calories, but yeah, right. they're low. They're very kind to your blood sugar.
Yeah, and of course, you know, there's a lot of...
Today's party was brought to you by booze and potatoes.
Booze and potatoes brought to you. Hey, we bring the heathen on, that's what happens.
Listen.
No.
You'll get a lot, like, just a side note about a lot of the liquors, a lot of the flavored liquors, like if you get... You know, like people will drink, you know, that you see a lot of people drinking that Fireball stuff, which is really just whiskey with a bunch of sugary yes. syrup. It's right. the same stuff that you'd put in your Slurpee right. at the convenience uh-huh. store. It's just added to
right.
To the gin, like to the tequila, like to the whiskey.
Like, I'm not going to do the whiskey and Coke. I'm just going to do the flavored whiskey, but then yes. you might as well have just done the whiskey and
Coke. If you could find a low-carb beer that... You know, would replace his regular one. They're coming up with some craft
I'd be
type
willing
ones.
To try. Yeah, I mean,
you know,
we'd
look
be willing
at
to try
this.
Him.
I'm just looking, googling, and it's like the top 15 options for low carb beers. They're getting better. People are learning to make them, yeah. and it's so I mean, it's you know, important. Surely there's one that he could yeah. tolerate because it is important. If he's got yeah. high blood sugar issues, he's going to have to
yeah.
cut back on regular beer.
Yeah. My last question.
Yes.
I think it's too huge of a topic, okay, but maybe I'll tee it up and we'll talk about it another
time. Okay, because we're at 50 minutes. Just Just tease it.
Does diet affect your blood pressure?
Oh, well, absolutely. I mean.
Okay. So is there... So the reason I ask is because I went to the dentist
yes.
recently and my blood pressure was through the roof.
It was,
like,
Leslie
she
Potts.
Was like... Her eyes were like deer in headlights. This
were you
is
stressed?
Stroke. I was running around like an absolute lunatic. I'd had a gallon of coffee for breakfast. Oh. I hadn't had a sip of water.
Oh, well, that's why.
I know all these things. But then I was in my head. Like I came to work the next day and I was telling John and Justin and I was kind of like, I'd sort of sealed my deal. Like I was like, okay, well, this is, oh, you know. And I was doing like a little tiny little like studies, like Google studies, mm-hmm. research. And they were talking about olive oil. Like, cause I don't want to go. I'm sort of, you know, the THM world and just working with John and just sort of like maybe just sourcing the natural. And maybe that's something that's part of your diet and lifestyle and you don't need to go on heart medicine for the rest of your life. I didn't want to do that. I didn't want to like enter myself into the doctors. Well, let me tell you, the next day, my dad has one of these little yes. devices. My blood pressure was perfect.
Yeah, you were just...
But how did it... I mean...
Well, I'll tell you why it skyrocketed. Because
you're a high blood pressure survivor.
Yeah.
Yes.
And you know what it was? Also white coat syndrome when you're stressed. You... First of
in
all, you
dentist,
didn't, like,
yeah.
you were naughty. You know how Serena and I tell you to have some breakfast and not just thrive on coffee all
yes,
morning?
Yes,
how many times Leslie pops... Okay, well,
I know.
Because you don't have sustenance, you don't have protein, so that coffee is... A gallon of coffee... It's just making your adrenaline spike because it's too much coffee, not enough nurturing of your body. You were running around. Your blood pressure got high. I mean,
you
don't want to do
pretty
that.
Pretty bundled up, too. That was a cold day.
I was
you don't
in
want
my
overly...
full ski outfit.
Yeah.
Like, fully thermals and ski suit
and
on
sometimes
top.
You run at 100 miles an hour
I
when
do.
You're doing things.
And and it was the day before one of the events. Anyway, so, but my I guess, like, if anyone out there is listening that has had a scare in that yes. world, I fully nosedived into like, this is, I guess that's it now. I guess that's who
die?
I am. Yeah. Oh, I went down I went. And And if I, and it, I did the same thing with my dad when my dad got diagnosed with a type two. If I hadn't been working for this company, I would have gone into full blown like anxiety, like rabbit trail depression. And then I was like, okay, do so, you know, there's probably things that you're doing that you can figure out. I do not want to march next door to the doctor and sign myself up for heart, whatever it's called.
Different medicines, yeah.
And I know there's people out there that need that, right? And
yeah, we're not downing doctors or stuff. But she
said, here's what the lady said. And it's only because my dad had a machine. I would have not, I would have just sulked. I would have skulked and sulked. I wouldn't have bought myself a little machine. I would have procrastinated.
I would have loaned you mine.
Huh? Yeah.
I would have loaned you mine.
No, I probably would. I'm, yeah, but my point is that I think there's people out there that, they hear this scare and then they put their head in the sand. They're like,
And that's not good either because if you've got high blood pressure, you have to address it.
Well, so this lady said, she said, this happened to my husband and it's not going to help that you're here. And I was like, I wasn't scared though. She says, on another level, you were scared.
Yeah.
Maybe about the heart. Anyway, so she said, check your blood pressure for 2 weeks. Don't go into the doctor's office. Check it. Get a more regular like reading, like check it in the morning, check it in the evening, check it after you've eaten, checking it after you've done this. And I was just so thankful that she gave me that little tip and she didn't just like, because they refused to do my cleaning.
Oh, wow. Really? That must have been high.
Yeah.
So you have been checking it and it's been fine.
Been checking it is fine.
That's I think a lot of people might be surprised to know how much your blood pressure and your body temperature fluctuates throughout the day.
Yeah,
you're completely depending upon, you know, like all in your instance, you know, like you was like the perfect storm. You were bundled up. Mm-hmm. You were running around. So you were jacked up on coffee. Mm-hmm. You had no water.
So there's all sorts. Well, at least you learned from that. I bet you've been drinking more water in the morning and looking after yourself and not gallons in coffee. We got to go, but you know, and as you said,
did I do awesome?
You did so awesome, Leslie.
Thanks.
Diet can affect. I mean, as you know, we get like testimony after testimony of people as they get healthier and as they bring their blood sugar under control, that helps their blood pressure too, because the two go hand in hand. Mm-hmm. You know, when your blood sugar is high, it causes your body to release adrenaline, which sends your blood pressure high.
Right,
so yeah, because it's a stress on your body. If you've got high blood sugar, that's a stress. So then your body, blood pressure goes up because you're stressed. Yeah. Anyway, hey, you did awesome. See you guys. Chill nothing, mama, my way. And then I'll be